Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Joni Johnston today. Joni is clinical and forensic psychologist and a licensed private investigator. We're talking about this tragic case of the 12-year-old girl who stabbed her brother to death. Without seemingly any forewarning, although we're learning a little bit about things that were said earlier on about some homicidal feelings. It's a overall just absolute horrible story. She was taken on and off ADHD meds. My guess is in a non-controlled fashion and caused some sort of a psychotic break. Joni, how much of a role could that play in a case like this, the taking on and taking off of certain medications that are there to influence the brain? Is that extremely dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, let me just have a little caveat by saying I'm not a psychiatrist. So I don't prescribe medication,
sure.
But I certainly have seen many, many clients who were on medication. I used to see children exclusively, and I saw many children who had ADHD. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right that, you know, when they're on the right medication, it can be a game changer for them and for their families. I mean, it can be very, very helpful at school. It can be helpful at home. So I'm kind of curious in this situation as to why this person was kind of taken off abruptly, it sounds like, mm-hmm. and then abruptly put back on and those kinds of things. I don't think that's standard procedure, you know, when you're talking about really any kind of medication that's psychotropic or has an effect on the brain. Typically, we, you know, slowly put somebody on it and then you slowly take somebody off of it. So, you know, the circumstances around that, I think, are you know, kind of puzzling to me as to why that would happen. And then, of course, there's the bigger picture, which is, as you pointed out, this is just a terrible, terrible situation. I mean, it's just horrible to think about losing a child, mm-hmm. and just to think about losing a child to another one of your children would just be beyond devastating.
Essentially, the mother lost both children. Because, I mean, obviously, you don't really go forward very well with one who's killed your other. And this is obviously going to ruin her life, both the mother and the daughter who did this horrible atrocity. The scary thing is with meds and things like this, there seems to be the ability for people to get prescribed some of these meds from people who maybe necessarily shouldn't be prescribing them, like general care physicians who may not fully understand or have the ability to really dive into these sort of things, whereas someone who deals in this on a regular basis, who specializes in these meds in the world of psychology and psychiatry, who can manage and understand the ins and outs of this. I've seen it many times where the general care sometimes will just, we'll take him off this. And it's like really a not healthy way of doing or managing these sort of things. To someone out there who is fearful, who maybe they're on this or they have their kids on these sort of things, what would you say to them about, you know, just the right way of how to handle taking these sort of things and managing these sort of things in a long-term situation?
Well, I absolutely agree with you, Tony, that it's always better to have a specialist prescribe. Mm-hmm. In this situation, we're talking about a psychiatrist to prescribe psychotropic medication,
yeah.
because of the very fact that that's what they specialize in.
Yes.
That's what they're seeing day in and day out. And, you know, there are very, very competent general practitioners out there, pediatricians, et cetera, but they typically have a much broader, you know, client base or patient base, and they aren't the experts like a psychiatrist, particularly a child psychiatrist. Now, you know, having said that, sometimes the real world does creep in. You know, there's been a shortage of child psychiatrists, for example, and so sometimes people do rely on their general practitioner because they don't have access to a child psychiatrist. So I think it's a matter of, you know, if possible, making sure that you are seeing somebody who has had a lot of experience working with children. And, you know, no matter who you see, you know, even if you're seeing a psychiatrist, to ask those questions, you know, do you specialize in working with children? How many, you know, patients have you seen that have ADHD? What is your experience with that? You know, what do you look for in prescribing it? And what do you look for in terms of taking that, you know, taking that child off of it? So, you know, the other part of it is I think that our culture, and I'm very happy to say this, has changed around the doctor-patient relationship. And I think it needs to change even more, meaning that, you know, when I was growing up, it was kind of like the doctor knows best always.
Yeah.
So you went in and you were given pills or you were given a shot or you were given whatever, and you just trusted that was the best thing for you. And of course, most of the time it was. But I do think that it's really important as parents, especially, to be informed consumers and advocates for our children. And I'm not saying go down a rabbit hole, you know, every day about ADHD and all the possible side effects, because we can all drive ourselves crazy looking at, you know, every website out there. But you need to obviously do diligence on the online step that you're doing as well, making sure you're, you know, you're reading credible sites like the Mayo Clinic or those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But I would encourage parents to be very, very informed consumers and write down questions, ask their doctors questions, making sure that they are in agreement with those treatment decisions, and then going from there. Because you're absolutely right, when you're talking about a medication that affects you know, the brain in some way, we need to make sure that we understand what's going on and what we need to look for as something that's a red flag, that we need to immediately call that person up and say, something's not right here. My child is acting differently.
Yeah.
They're doing things they don't normally do.
Did too many parents, or just anyone in general who wants to take the, and I take them myself, but I'm informed about it. I understand it. It's managed correctly. Do too many people look at these as like just the magic solution to like things, and then they go on it, they go off it, because sometimes they don't like how it feels initially, and think it's just going to be, like I said, like a magic pill that's going to change everything. And then the dangers really, you know, follow that by going on and off them in such a fast manner.
Well, certainly, I think there's been an argument. And I mean, I haven't heard that as much about ADHD medication as much as I've heard about people taking antidepressants to be happy, or the happy pill and those kinds of things.
Sure.
And that's really a myth. It really is a myth, because, you know, if somebody is clinically depressed and they go on medication, if it's effective for them, if they need it, they will respond to it. If you're already happy, you know, or you're not depressed, it doesn't do anything for you. It isn't like an upper, you know, you don't get happier because of it. And I think, you know, it's so unfortunate in a way that these things come out, because there's still this huge stigma about mental health, about mental health problems.
Yep.
And there's still, I think, enough of a stigma associated with taking psychotropic medication that these are things, as you pointed out, that can very much scare parents, can scare people, teachers, whatever, people who need to be in, you know, vigilant and looking for those situations where it is needed.
Yep.
You know, I think that most teachers, hopefully, certainly the ones with experience, recognize that a lot of children are rambunctious. So when they see a kid who's having trouble sitting still in class, it doesn't automatically mean they're ADHD.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, again, getting that professional evaluation and being an informed consumer is so important for parents. And, you know, we don't know all the details of this case. We don't know what's going on in the family. So, you know, absolutely, there's questions about how this medication was being managed and prescribed. But I would be interested in knowing what else is going on in the family or with this child that, you know, you had mentioned that a couple of times, or that she had at least on one occasion mentioned that she was thinking about stabbing her brother. Well, that's not something that you expect with somebody who's on ADHD medication, or even if they're going on and off of it. So there's a lot of things I think need to be taken into consideration here.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. If you want an ad-free experience of the show, you can get it through Apple Podcasts. Just sign up right there and you will get hooked up with all that and no ads. How nice is that? And you get access to all of our podcasts, not just this one. The whole True Crime Today family of podcasts is there for you to binge away on. You check it out on Apple Podcasts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.